Psalm chapter 70. I don't know if you've ever come to the Lord and felt the urgency of having him answer quickly when you've come to him in prayer. I think it's a fairly common thing, but that's what this psalm is all about. It's a very short prayer. It's written by David, and it's very similar to Psalm chapter 40. There are several verses in it that are almost verbatim, but we're going to read through this psalm. It goes like this, chapter 70, verse 1. Make haste, O God, to deliver me. O Lord, make haste to help me. Let them be put to shame and confusion who seek my life. Let them be turned back and brought to dishonor who delight in my hurt. Let them turn back because of their shame who say, aha, aha. May all who seek you rejoice and be glad in you. May those who love your salvation say evermore, God is great, but I am poor and needy. Hasten to me, O God. You are my help and my deliverer, O Lord. Do not delay. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, as we get into this and some of the other psalms tonight, help us to learn more about what it means to come to you in prayer and to pour out our hearts and to come to you, Lord, as one who can make a difference because we trust in you and because we believe that you are faithful above all things. So, Heavenly Father, use our time tonight to really speak to our hearts and fill us with understanding and help us, Lord, to see it's okay to tell you how we really feel, what's really going on in our hearts, and how much we need you. Be with us, we pray, Father, in Jesus' name. Amen. You probably noticed that there are four times in this very short psalm, just five verses, but yet four times that David cries out for the Lord to move quickly in response to his need. And I think we can probably all relate. There are times that time is of the essence, and we need a quick and ready answer to whatever is going on, whatever issues are pressing in. We need the Lord to respond. And in a time like that, you know, God knows the urgency of our needs. But even still, I appreciate the psalm being here anyway, because I might otherwise kind of feel guilty about being like pushy or something. And I appreciate the fact that this psalm allows the psalmist to express that kind of urgency without any kind of condemnation or disapproval expressed. You know, there's no rebuke. There's nothing going on here that would dissuade you and I from coming to God sometimes and just saying, Lord, I need you and I need you now, you know. And the wonderful part is that when you and I feel anxious and kind of, you know, pressed for time as far as what we're praying about, God is still able to fill us with a sweet and lasting peace that comes from his presence. Because I don't know about you, but when I'm pressed for time about something, it's just very common for anxious thoughts to well up, and for that anxiousness to kind of take over and kind of to become your prominent demeanor. You know, I mean, this is kind of just what's making you feel the way you feel, you know, because I'm being pressed for time and I don't really know how things are going to work. And, you know, I had a feeling like that when we were up at the Barham Ranch this last weekend. I was, you know, teaching at that men's retreat. And for those of you that have been up there, many of our people have, because the ladies did their retreat there last year. We've taken the youth up there and so forth. But it's kind of removed. It's like 25 to 30 minutes off any kind of main road. And then it's another piece to get over to Pendleton. It's kind of out that direction. And we woke up, we got there Friday, and we woke up Saturday morning, and my front left car tire, pickup tire, was as flat as a pancake. And I was sitting there kind of going through, in my mind what I was going to do. I got up in the morning and I walked out. It was a lovely day. And so there were some guys already out there kind of putting together a big cooker thing for grilling meat. You know, it's a men's retreat after all, you know, you got to grill meat and lots of it, you know. But anyway, I'm just kind of walking around out there. And one of the guys goes, by the way, your pickup tire's flat. I was like, oh, man. So I'm thinking in my mind, how my day is going to go? I'm kind of thinking to myself, okay, I've got a session to do this morning, and then I've got a session to do later in the evening, and I'm kind of playing this out in my mind because I didn't have all my notes. I had an outline of everything I wanted to do at the retreat, but I was still kind of fleshing out my notes, and I knew I had time, you know, between sessions. Yes, okay, I'm kind of a last-minute person that way, but, you know, anyway, suddenly I'm thinking, okay, now I'm going to have to, like, air this thing up, and then dash into Pendleton, and I'm envisioning myself, you know, sitting at a Les Schwab, you know, in Pendleton waiting to get my tire fixed and then making my way back and working at, while I can on my laptop while I'm sitting in a busy thing that smells like rubber. And it just didn't sound like, and I was starting to kind of feel that anxiousness, like, Lord, you know, we need to do something now. And I hadn't even gotten to the place of praying, to be completely honest. And the one of the guy who basically runs the camp, he kind of comes over and looks at my tire, and I know this guy really well. His name is Mike, and he goes, oh, I have a patch kit right here at the ranch. We can get this thing taken care of for you. And immediately I'm just like, you know, just powering down, you know, because I'm realizing that my anxious thoughts, which we're about to take over, you know, the Lord just handled it and he took care of me, you know, and we got the tire. Not only got the tire patch, but the hole that I don't know what I even hit, but the hole was right there at the top of the tire where they could easily get at it. We didn't even have to pull the tire off the pickup. So it was like everything just worked out, you know, and didn't have to go anywhere. Thank you, Lord. Anyway, when you and I are feeling that way, when we're feeling pressed, when we're feeling like I need the Lord now, we have the confidence of knowing that the Lord knows our needs. And he can take care of those things. And the one thing I love to think about is the fact that God's never rushed. I'm rushed. And I'm prevailing upon him to hustle. But he's never rushed. You and I, because we live within the confines of time, we assume God does too. And so we're trying to convince him, you know, that there's not much time here. Well, you know what? He's got all the time in the universe and more. He's got infinite time because he lives outside of time. God dwells outside of time. People, time is something God created. He is not limited by his creation. And that's such an important reminder for you and I, particularly when we're feeling pressed for time and need that immediate answer. Lord, you know. And that can just settle our hearts so quickly when we're feeling that rush and that anxiety. Lord, you know. You know. In fact, you knew this was coming. You knew this was going to happen. You knew this situation was going to go the way that it did. And Lord, I believe that you have an answer prepared. And you're going to work these things according to the purpose of your will. And that's at that point when we can just say, Lord, I need you to fill me with your peace. Because my circumstances being what they are, it's just not happening. I love how the psalmist, you know, starts off this psalm by saying, hurry, God. And then he ends in verse 5 by saying, I am poor and needy. We talk about people sometimes who are needy, and we do it in a fairly negative sort of a light, you know. We'll say, well, she's kind of needy, or he's kind of needy, and, you know, we sometimes avoid people that are like that because, you know, if you're not careful, you know, they'll suck the life out of you, and yet David comes and just admits right off the get-go here, Lord, I'm needy, and I'm poor. So I need you to hurry. And here's why. And I love how he ends this. You are my help. You are not where I go to get help from time to time. You are my help. You're it. He says, you are my deliverer. You know, you're it. There's no one else. There's no one else for me to depend on. There's no one else for me to call to. You know, I have to tell you something. I think the Lord loves that. I think the Lord loves it when his children come to him and say, you're all I've got. And when we finally come to the place of realizing that he is all we have, we come to the place of realizing we have everything we need, right? Because like Paul said in 2 Corinthians, it's when I'm weak that I become strong. That's when I'm really strong. When I recognize my personal weakness, come to him and know that my strength is in him.